This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira, famma badu. My dear brothers and sisters, first and foremost, my salam to you and my congratulations and my Mubarakbad for this Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant this Ramadan to you and me and to all our families in perfect health and salama and amana, and keep us in safety and security and protect us from all things of this life which can disturb our ibadah and our zikr in Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mental and spiritual tranquility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for physical and material tranquility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to sleep less and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in fasting, to make it easy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us perfect health and the will and the strength to fast in order and only to please Him, Jalla Jalalu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to worship Him and to give us the ability to do that to the best extent that we can do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our mistakes and our inadequacies and incompleteness, and to accept that worship from us and to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Ramadan al-Kareem, imanan wa ihtisaban, with iman and with the expectation and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reward for it. One of the rewards for this, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, is that Allah will forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because that is the most important of all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is for us to gain His forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this forgiveness. I make this dua for you, all of you and your families, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Allah said, the fast is for me and I will reward it. I request you, feel this hadith, feel this hadith Qudsi, feel this hadith, feel the power of this, feel the barakah of this, feel the ni'mah of this. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us different told us about different rewards for different kinds of ibadat, but for the fast Allah said, this is for me and I will reward it, and Allah did not specify what reward He will give, and therefore this is the best of the basharat, this is the best of the glad tidings and the good news. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention a specific reward and He said I will do it, then it means that He Jalla Shanuhu wa Manwaluhu will do it in keeping with His majesty and grace, and there is nothing that is superior to that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fast. Now the important thing is to ensure that we fast correctly, with ikhlas, we keep with our sincerity, and we try to spend that time of fasting in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do. And the number one thing in that is to ensure that we pray and we do our salah on time and we do it correctly, and for those for whom it is possible to do that in the masjid, inshallah. That is all the five farz salawat in the masjid, inshallah. And then after that, pray the sunnah muakkada, all the sunan that go with the farz salah. Don't consider the sunnah to be unimportant. Don't just pray the farz and walk away. Pray the farz, of course, walk away. Pray the sunnah at home. This is afdal. This is better for you to pray the sunnah at home than to pray it in the masjid. But whether you pray it at home or in the masjid, ensure that you are praying your farz, salah and your sunnah right through Ramadan, with the intention that this becomes your way, not just a mindless habit, but your way for the rest of your life. So this is the first thing that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, from fasting is to make us firm on the salah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.